gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Aaron Vance,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. Once again, that's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Habrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat, and Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, I guarantee, is the way to go. You can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it at walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Life Boost Coffee, it is the tastiest cup of low-acid coffee in the world, and I guarantee you'll love it. And they give back to farming and wildlife. If you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, you can get 58% off your first order. So order big. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. If you enter the word PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo code, you'll get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget to join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th for 9 days from Colette, 800-581-8942, the booking number 1299-885. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. So, the turn is spring ahead. You're going to lose an hour of sleep tonight, so remember to set your clocks forward. It is that time of the year where you're not going to get your full amount of sleep.
No.
So, remember, and I think it's like 2 a.m. they say,
yes.
Turn it forward, but do it before you go to bed.
At 2, it's 3.
So this way, yeah. So when you wake up, and if you're going to a bar, that means you're out of there at 2 o'clock. So it ends a lot quicker.
Couple more minutes to sunrise.
So once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you can listen on your favorite radio station. You can also watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And, basically at Talkin' Pets Radio, and then you can watch the show live there on Facebook Live. But also, you can listen on our website, talkinpets.com, and you can go back and listen to any of the shows. Just go on podcasts where it says right there, and you can listen to any of the programs over the last several months, and just click on them there, and all the shows are there. And also, if you have Alexa, just say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And it'll pick up the show right now. So check those out. But we want to hear from you at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney. Hey, Sydney.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Are you ready for the daylight savings time?
No, I'm not, actually.
So it's kind of different anyway, because we produce the program in Florida, but you, the network, is in L.A., so you're in California right now.
Yes.
So our sun is going down, but you're still in the mid part of your day.
Yeah, it's still up. It's
only so weird. Weird how that works.
Yeah.
So, but does daylight savings time affect you in any way? Do you turn into a werewolf or she-wolf or anything like that?
A little bit, yeah. I'm not excited to lose an hour, so right. Yeah, it affects me a little bit, waking up in the mornings.
Yeah, no, that's the hard part. That's exactly. The hard part. So that's Sydney at CRN at the network, and when you call in, you'll speak with Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. So 818-818-6401, and Karen's in the house, so we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes are so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the smallest sadness unless she's a rock tag. Always make it to my seat, no time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week... quite an array of films, actually. Captain America is still on the top. Brave New World, for 3 weeks, it's made $168 million. Actually doing well, and I think it's riding the coattails of Marvel, because I didn't think it was as good as when Chris Evans was Captain America. Anthony Mackie does a great job, but he's not as doesn't have the levity that Chris Evans had for the movie, but it's still a good film. Last Breath, not familiar with that one. It's made $10 million in its opening week. The Monkey, I want to see. It's made $27 million in 2 weeks, so that's not bad for a massive horror film. I heard it's extremely gory and scary. I do want to see that one. Paddington in Peru. I haven't seen any of the Paddington movies, but they do well, I guess. It's in 3 weeks, it's made $33 million, which is okay. And Dogman, half dog, half man. It's an animated film. That's at number five. It's made $85 million in 5 weeks. So those were your top five movies. I did screen a film this week, but I can't talk about it yet, so I can't talk about it until next week. It's called an embargo. We're not allowed, as a critic, to talk about it until we're told that we can talk about it.
Okay.
But it was Novocaine was the movie that I got to see. So I'll fill you in on that next week.
Okay.
But I will say it's worth seeing. Anyway, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. So we are open to your calls and questions. If you've got a training... well, that was like Tweety Bird. if you've got a training question or... a behavior question, a comment, or a story, we are open to them and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. We'll have trivia, of course, and maybe name that animal sound. We'll see how that goes. But if you have a question or a comment, pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. So daylight savings time. Germany established daylight savings time in 1916 to conserve fuel during World War I. The Uniform Time Act of 1966 standardized the length of daylight savings time. And in 2005, Congress amended the act to extend daylight savings time to its current dates. Now, there were some drawbacks with daylight savings times, just so you all know. So, actually, daylight savings time can disrupt sleep, which we all know, which can lead to health problems like heart attacks. I already had that. Strokes. I already had that. And obesity. I haven't had that. but I am getting a little pudgy in the belly, though. So
nah, you're
whatever.
Okay.
But it's getting there. But daylight savings time can increase the risk of accidents. So be careful driving. especially for people who work early shifts or live on the western edges of time zones. So, Sydney, watch how you drive. So pick up the phone. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. We're going to take a little break and we come back. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. Training questions, behavior questions. We have a story coming back with Michael. And also, we're going to do a trivia question. And it's going to be about cockroaches. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040.
C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Teenager has been arrested and charged after a Snapchat video showed him torturing and killing tiny kittens. Carl Travis Jr., 18, took a video of himself brutalizing the kittens and uploaded the video to social media. It was his own recordings that led the authorities to arrest and charge him with felony animal cruelty. The video footage is heartbreaking and reveals how depraved Travis is. He picks up one of the little tiny kittens, who are snuggled together in a bin, saying, "One of these has got to die." The video shows him throwing a kitten into the air and slamming it with a large object. Suffice to say, Travis' behavior was sadistic. He methodically killed four kittens in an apartment attempt to entertain himself. Three other kittens survived and are now safe. A good Samaritan got the Snapchat video to Dole Stanley with In Defense of Animals, and she was promptly got the footage to the authorities. The Grenada Police Department and the Oxford Police Department worked together to arrest Travis on one felony account of aggravated animal cruelty. He's being held on a $5,000 bond. Final update as of 3/5/2025, victory. Carl Travis was sentenced to 20 years, 6 years to serve in state prison, and 14 years on probation. Animal Victory thanks everyone who signed the petition helping to make the victory a reality. Offense 1 of aggravated assault, sentence length 6 years in the county of Grenada and Lafayette County. And then offense 2, cruelty to animals, sentence length 3 years in the county of Lafayette. Offense 3, cruelty to animals with a sentence of 2 years in Lafayette. To view more on this story and other petitions, visit www.animalvictory.org. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Who builds a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks a fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo? Have church in a fiery furnace. Well, I tell you, crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the whole God's crazy people.
So that guy's beyond crazy. So during the week, I pick out a bunch of stories and everything. I accumulate them as, you know, the news is going on for the show. And I do one night of total prep, which is music for the stories and everything else. So it takes a long time, hours on hours. And the thing, as I was reading that story, and some people will say, well, why would you read that on the show? But the thing is that if we don't read it on the show, people are not going to be aware that happens. And it does happen. You get crazy people that beat up on animals all the time. And this guy was killing kittens. And the weird part about it, and I'm sure you guys will agree with this, on how stupid these people are, because then they post it on Facebook or TikTok or something like that. And it basically, you're putting yourself in prison.
Yeah.
You read that guy's getting like 20 years or whatever for, you know, killing these kittens. So, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I love that he implicated himself.
Thankfully that he did that, right.
So, but the thing is like, see something, say something.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
see people beating up on animals, say something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, when I first got in, 35 years I've been doing the show now, hosting the show, and back in the beginning, I would go to an award show in Los Angeles, and I would meet like a lot of celebrities and everything, and Gretchen was the founder of the award show, and it was called the Genesis Awards, and it was for people working in the media, putting out good messages for animals, or in film, or commercials, or anything like that. And I would go every year. We would do the show from there with Merv Griffin at his hotel. And so basically, it was a regular thing. And then the one day I got to meet Joan Van Ark. And I don't know if you've ever watched the old show Knott's Landing, but she was from Knott's Landing. This is going back. And but she was on a big plight to educate pet people and people in general that people that abuse animals, like that guy, the story that Michael read about the guy with the kitten, they get tired of it after a while.
Yeah.
And that's when they move on to human beings. Mm-hmm. And that's when they become, not all, but some will become serial killers because they get tired of animals. So the whole premise of this, and it was great because Joan educated me a lot and I worked with her through the show on helping this. And to this day, we still bring it out and highlight. AnimalVictory.org is another organization that, you know, highlights this, and that's where that story came from. Janelle and the gang there at Animal Victory, give a shout out to them. They have a lot of petitions and try to get people basically put in jail, like this guy. And the thing is that if you don't report it, if you see it and you don't say something about it, these people get away with it. And then they end up killing people. So you're not only helping animals by reporting someone, but you may be helping a human being as well, and maybe someone in your own family. So if you see it, please report it. But give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you about your pets. But, Maestro, we're going to do a little bit of a trivia question here. As promised, I said I would talk about cockroaches. So, and I really like this one. So, roaches were the scourge of sea-going vessels in the 1600s. The Danish Navy would reward sailors with a flask of brandy for every 1,000 killed. The greatest catch during one of these hunts on a single ship was... So, this is the trivia part. Was it 32,000, 36,000, or was it 41,000 cockroaches were caught on a single ship?
Great.
So, back in the 1600s, cockroaches have been around before dinosaurs. So was it 32,000, 36,000, or 41,000? If you're right, you can pick out your choice. You got a 60-day wait period on the gifts, so pick something that you didn't win. But you can go with Life Boost Coffee. The coffee is absolutely amazing. If you want to purchase it, I recommend that as well. LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets. And Dr. Charles is the founder. He's giving away, for Talking Pets people, 58% off your first order. Yeah. So order big, that's what I say. Or you can go with Good Pets Foods and their dog treats and supplements for your dogs. Or you could go with Vitacraft Lick and Lap, which is the creamy paste, or you can go with the purse sticks, which you rip and give to your cats, or you can go to a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have dog books, cat books. We have the new book from Chicken Soup for Your Soul, What I Learned from My Dog, and I do have a penguin bracelet, and I also have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, and no, it is not killing someone. It is about reptiles because they're cold-blooded. So, and it's a music CD. So that's what you can win. Give us a call and play the game, 818-818-6401. So roaches were the scourge of seagoing vessels in the 1600s. The Danish Navy would reward sailors with a flask of brandy, like that, for every 1,000 killed. The greatest catch during one of these hunts on a single ship was either 32,000, 36,000, or 41,000. Give us a call and take a guess, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Oh, no. Karen's on the floor, yeah. You better go. She spends most of days on Facebook while complaining.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
The world's oldest and largest iceberg, named A23A, has run aground in shallow water off the coast of South Georgia, a remote island in the South Atlantic known for its populations of penguins and elephant seals. The megaberg, as some call it, is a sprawling ice sheet that once covered around 1,500 square miles. It cracked off from the continental Antarctica in 1986 and got stuck in the Weddell Sea, where it remained grounded for about three decades, according to the British Antarctic Survey, a research group focusing on polar science. The group has a station in South Georgia, which is a British territory. A23A started to drift up through the Southern Ocean in 2020 when currents put it on a possible collision course with South Georgia. The iceberg and the island are about the same size in square miles, and researchers describe the path towards South Georgia as both meandering and intriguing, as the iceberg has charted a somewhat unexpected route to the island. It became trapped last year in a rotating column of water that for months left it spinning in place. At this point, the iceberg appears to be grounded. It will likely break into smaller chunks and begin to melt shortly afterward, in a process that could interrupt shipping operations and disrupt fisheries in the surrounding region. Discussions with fishing operators suggest that past large bergs have made some regions more or less off limits for fishing operations for some time due to the number of smaller, yet more often dangerous, bergy bits. But the melting iceberg may also bring positive changes to the environment by dispensing huge amounts of nutrients into the water. The loss of ice shelf has the ocean circulation and has irreversible tipping points, particularly in the vulnerable West Antarctic. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at TalkingPets.com, TalkingPetsRadio.com. I'm Karen Vance.
Hundreds of animals, impossible human remains, were pulled from a Canton home on Wednesday after reports of animal cruelty, according to the Canton police. Police were called to Wirtz Avenue and said they found bones that they believe to be human. Over 100 living rats and 100 dead rats were found, along with injured dogs, turtles, and birds. Canton Police Department said the home was filled with feces, urine, dirt, and garbage. A 41-year-old man was living at the home and now faces 7 felony counts of animal cruelty. The bones will be tested to confirm whether they are human bones or animal. Canton police said the animals were taken to shelters in Ohio and Indiana for treatment. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Stupid people everywhere. Stupid people got stupid hair. Stupid people that don't care. Cause they're stupid, 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 stupid. Stupid people like stupid things. Stupid people wear stupid rings. Stupid people don't know anything. Cause they're stupid, 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 stupid. Stupid people. Whoa. Stupid people. Whoa.
Ah, there's a lot of them out there. Yeah. 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Oregon and speak with Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Oh, I don't... Cold.
Oh.
I wish I was in Florida. I was in Florida.
It is gorgeous here right now. This is like San Diego weather here right now. It's like perfect weather.
San Diego has beautiful weather.
It really does.
Well, it's dry.
I couldn't decide between 36 and 41, but I'll pick 41,000.
So roaches were the scourge of seagoing vessels in the 1600s. The Danish Navy would reward sailors with a flask of brandy for every 1,000 killed. The greatest catch during one of these hunts on a single ship was... Karen in Oregon, you're saying what?
41,000.
41,000?
7 years of college down the drain.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Karen.
Oh, well, I tried.
You did. Thanks, Karen. Stay warm.
Bye. I thought the same thing, for sure.
So Karen narrowed it down. So we know now that the biggest kill there on a ship in the 1600s of roaches was either 32,000 or 36,000. So somebody's got a 50-50 shot.
Still too much.
818-818-6401.
50-50 chance of getting this coffee, I would definitely call.
So you me both. 818-818-6401. So you've got choices. You can go with the Life Boost Coffee, Vitacraft, the Lick and Lap, or the Purr Sticks if you've got cats. Or you can go with the Good Pets Foods. It's 3 different ones, Hip and Joint Plus, Multivitamin, and Probiotic. Those are treat supplements for your dogs. The Collapsible Water Bowl. And we also have dog books, cat books, but we have the brand new, I actually got it yesterday, What I Learned from My Dog, Chicken Soup for the Soul. You can go with that one. And if you know the answer, but don't forget, give yourself 60 days between prizes, please. So pick something that you have not won. Oh, and I have a penguin bracelet as well, if you'd like to go with that. We're going to go out to Pennsylvania, my old state there, and Douglas. Hey, Douglas, how you doing?
Okay.
So where you at in Pennsylvania, Douglas?
Honesdale.
Wow.
Just north of Lake Wallen Popoc.
That brings back memories to me, Douglas, many, many memories, because one, I used to be a hunter. I hunted since I was 11 till I was 21. My whole family were hunters. I kind of grew up in that. I gave it up when I turned 21. But I am a fisherman, and I love to fish, and I used to fish at the Popoc all the time. So you're bringing back a lot of memories for me of home up there in Pennsylvania. So, Douglas, what do you think it was? How many roaches? Do you think it was 32,000, or do you think it was 36,000?
Oh, 36,000, I'd say.
Sometimes your wealth of ignorance astounds me.
Oh, no. Sorry, Douglas. That was wrong. I was so hoping you were going to get it. I wanted to give a hint, but I couldn't. But Douglas, you can try on another trivia, but that was wrong. Sorry, Douglas. Say hello to PA for me.
Stay warm.
Okay.
That's Douglas out there in Pennsylvania, and actually Honesdale. That's where we used to hunt, was in Honesdale. Crazy. Small world. But I don't hunt anymore, though. Gave that up a long time ago. But so we know the answer. The answer was, guys,
31,000.
32,000.
Oh, 32,000.
Yeah,
32,
the lower number. Yeah, I would have picked the one in the middle just because I didn't know.
Yeah. I like that one. I thought that one was pretty good.
A lot of cockroaches.
So, yeah, that's
it. So, you know, I remember when we had the hurricanes this past year, and when I was out in my front yard, I had the water up to my waist, and there were boats going down my street, people trying to survive and carry out babies and pets and everything over their heads. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But I'll never forget also standing out there trying to get the police and the people in the boats with their motors to slow down, because every time they would go faster.
That wasn't a boat motor. That was a car motor.
Well, no, they were boat motors. They had boats and everything.
Yeah, there's a wake. Uh-huh.
But yeah, they had the water waves going, and it was just making the waves going into the houses more, and it was just crazy.
We were in a hotel, and water came through the wall.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, and I thought the dog had gone to the bath. I'm like, oh my God, the dog peed on the... Oh no, it was... I don't know how it happened.
So, but we actually, with that, I was out there in the driveway, and the water was up in my waist. And speaking of cockroaches, I would get covered in cockroaches.
No.
Because they were floating in the water.
I'm gone.
And then they were looking for somewhere to climb up on, and it would be me, and I was standing out there, and all of a sudden I'm like wiping these things off me, and it was roaches. We do live in Florida, by the way, so that's where we do the show. So they're everywhere down here. They even drive cars. So
good reason for a cat.
Yeah. Cats actually, yeah, you know the best thing about the cats? If there's a bug in your house, they will let you know in a second. Because they either go after it, they kill it, or cockroaches are hard to kill. I heard that you could chop their head off and they'll still survive for about another week or two. That's true.
Wow.
So,
well, from entomology, there's some interesting things that insects can do.
So I'm going to go with a true or false on this one. Okay. So this is a true or false trivia question. Thank you, Michael. Roaches. They have been around for over 350 million years. They predate the dinosaur. Structurally, their bodies have changed very little. Is that true or is it false? I may have changed something. I may have not. True or false? You got a 50-50 shot. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. So, Karen, when you're training, like I've got three rescue cats at home, but, you know, you have dogs and cats. But when you're training a dog, do you work with treats, or do you work on a clicker, or do you work on command?
Well, the clicker means I'm going to have treats.
Okay.
So, but I often use treats. I use treats actually with all dogs. It's just when they get more advanced, that slice of hot dog might be in my hand for 40 minutes before anybody gets it. I wean them way down. So,
so explain, like, in terms of like the treat and the clicker. So if a dog does what you want them to do, say, okay, let's go with sit.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden you sit, I'm your dog, and you tell me to sit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't sit. What do you do?
Nothing.
Okay.
I get, well,
but
I
you,
mean.
But you repeat sit.
I don't say, nope. I'm going to get my treat and manipulate that treat to get your nose and tip that butt down.
Okay.
But I'm not going to let go of the treat. I'm just going to.
You're not giving it to them.
No.
So
you didn't sit, so I'm going to encourage it. You did the sit.
But when I do sit on the command, do you hit the clicker first,
no,
or how's
I'm
that
not,
work?
I'm not going to mark that at all because I didn't like that personally as a trainer. If you do it, or if you're starting to do it, if I say sit, and I believe you know what it means, and you begin to bend your knees, I'm going to click if your butt hits the ground or not. Because you're bending your knees. Some dogs will get so excited, they're like, ooh, the click means I'm going to get a treat. So they pop right back up. That's all my handling. That's not on the dog.
So they're referencing that click sound with the treat.
Yes, the click means you're going to get your goodie.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't mean you're getting it immediately. I could go inside, unscrew the jar, and get the treat out.
We're going to go real quick out to Oliver in New York. We're going to go out to a break. But Oliver, real quick. Do you think roaches have been around for over 350 million years? They predate the dinosaur. Structurally, their bodies have changed very little. True or false?
I do.
You think that's true?
Yes, I do.
Oliver, you're a winner. Yeah. Congratulations.
Good job, Oliver.
We got to go to a break, Oliver, but stay on the line and talk with Sydney on the phone and tell her what you want, and we'll ship it out to you. Thanks, Oliver. This is Talkin' Pets.
It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beats the rest.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hey friends, it's John here. Imagine starting your day with a cup of coffee that truly cares for you. Life Boost Coffee isn't just your regular brew. It's crafted to be low acid, gentle on your belly, so you can savor every sip without the worries of heartburn. We all deserve coffee that loves us back. right now, I've got a special treat for you. Head over to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and grab 58% off your first order. But hurry, this exclusive offer is just for you today. Remember, your first cup of the day should lift you, not bring you down. Join the Life Boost family just like I did and feel the difference. I'm hooked. That's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets for 58% off your first order.
Animal Bond Research Institute, known as HABRI, announced a new grant for research to examine the effects of therapy dog interactions on heart and brain activity. This grant was awarded to a team of researchers at the University of Wollongong, led by Julian Teo, PhD, candidate in clinical psychology at the University of Wollongong, along with Professor Stuart Johnstone at the School of Psychology and Professor Susan Thomas at the Graduate School of Medicine. This study will investigate the changes in heart and brain activity occurring in university students during interactions with therapy dogs and aims to better understand the mechanisms behind benefits of human-dog interactions on human health and well-being. In addition to measurements of heart and brain activity, researchers will also conduct self-report measures of emotional states and psychological distress from students. The study hypothesizes that therapy dog interactions will lead to greater relaxation compared to standard relaxation methods, which could potentially inform future interventions and policies to optimize student health. This study will adopt a repeated measure designed to examine psychophysiological outcomes from 100 university students, combining subjective self-report measures with objective physiological measurements, including heart rate variability, and an EEG. The study will further add to the existing literature by providing a more complete understanding of the psychophysiological changes in humans and related health benefits resulting from human-dog interactions. Therapy dogs offer an accessible public health strategy for college and university students and for many populations experiencing stress and other challenges to their mental health, said Steve Feldman, HABRI president. HABRI is proud to support this study, which will use rigorous science to guide health interventions for students and all who could benefit from interactions with therapy dogs. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. At Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Karen Vance.
Bonding. You're not programmed to hug. Bonding. But that's a feature, not a bug. Bonding. Hit it past second base. Bonding. We control Chinese aerospace. Bonding. Let's get this catch on the shore. Bonding. Extract its uranium core. Bonding. Hands at 10 and 2. James Bonding. It's a military coup.
Oh, I give this emptiness. I never realized what I had. Oh, how I've dreamt of this. All I ever wanted was a pizza roll. Oh, it's still ice cold in the middle.
Bonding.
Visit old London town.
Bonding.
Steal the jewels from the...
So, Miss Karen.
Yes.
So, before we end the hour, very important to bond with your pets, right?
Yes.
And, I mean, some people use treats, some people use praise. It'll, you know, I do find that a lot of the trainers are different. Everybody's kind of got their own method on how they work with, you know, even here on the show. One trainer might do it this way, another one will do it another way. But it is, bottom line, it is very important to bond with your pets. Because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, there is that level of respect. Once you're bonding with them, they'll understand you and you'll understand them. I know one thing with my cats, the more I observe them and play with them and bond them and pet them and hold them, the more they'll listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have the same thing with the dogs?
Well, yes. The more you spend time with anyone, the better you know them.
Human or animal.
True.
Yeah, that is very true. But they also, too, the story that I read beforehand about the guy that had all of those animals and rats and everything, first of all, totally unhealthy. Rat droppings and urine and stuff could cause major issues of your health right then and there. But that aside, it's sad. I get where some people are coming from, that they want to help animals and they want to have them, and they feel that maybe being in their home, hundreds of them, might be better than actually putting them to sleep or putting them in a shelter where they'll end up being put to sleep. Bottom line, that's where more people need to spay and neuter. But the thing is that people don't always listen. And there's more and more pets out there, and there's more and more people out there that are kind of hoarders, and they want to have these animals around them. But it is a mental issue, right?
Oh, yes. It's not something that I tend to deal with in training or anything, but it does seem to be at least the hoarding type stuff, based on my tiny bit of research, it seems to be related to ADHD, which, you know.
It's sad because of the fact that, you get where people are coming from, but like when they're feces and everything else and they're pooping and peeing everywhere in the house and doing this and that, and you just got so many of them.
Yep.
I mean, it's just not healthy for the owner, the human person, and it's totally not healthy for the other animals.
I don't feel like it's the people's fault at that point, though. I mean, they, in a way, yes, but they all of a sudden ended up. How did I do this? How did I end up with that one had kittens and this one had and
I get it, but there has to be a point where you kind of look at everything and go, wow, I need to change something.
Right.
I mean, if you're surrounded by feces and urine smell, how could you possibly live with that? And it's just not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for the animals. And
I used to live in Tonto Sassa across the street from a chicken farm.
They can smell.
You can learn to tune out more or less a smell. An odor.
Yeah.
You really can.
Chicken poop does smell.
Oh, yeah. It does. And they stir it up at various times.
When you have
times.
That many of them, yeah, 100%. Mine's not bad. You can go out to mine and you don't smell
it. I've never smelled your chicken.
No, it actually it soaks into the ground. So for that case, my chickens are fine. But then again, I don't have that many chickens.
Yours have a lot of room compared to the farm across the street.
Yeah, and a lot of those chickens are just kind of piled in cages on top of each other and so on and so forth.
I don't
want to
think about that.
Which
very
is horrible.
Much.
Free range is the way to go. So if they can be treated that way.
Yeah.
But, when I ordered pizza today, they wouldn't let me order chicken.
Why?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me. I'm beginning to think. Bird flu is now, got to be careful. Hey! We got to say goodbye for this hour. So, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Hambrick.
Bye for now.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.